It's 2:20. In the 21st century, vacations really can be out of this world. The age of space tourism is getting closer, but when the opportunity arises, will you be fit to go?
Yeah, if you've got stars in your eyes, personal trainer Fairfax Hackley will tell you how to get ready in your best body report. Hello.
Hello, folks.
Hello.
So just how fit do you have to be to go into space, Hack?
Well, you know, after getting over the initial sticker shock of upwards of $250,000, the main thing that you need to focus on is how prepared mentally, physically, and emotionally you will be to go into space. Because some of that training is quite intensive and also very all-encompassing, but you need to know some things before you boldly go where you haven't gone before.
So what would the training be like and how long would it take?
Well, it's three basic phases. Besides the physical requirements, you're going to have a complete medical workup. You can't have problems with your heart or your lungs. The most important facet is getting through the zero gravity training, also that G-shock training, which is also very important. We live in a 1G environment, but can you imagine 6Gs, the force on your body? So you really need to have a strong neck, core, and lower back, especially when because of takeoff. And also you need to be well-rounded, emotionally stable. You can't have a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, because you're going to live in a very enclosed environment with six people for maybe just 10 minutes, but it could be quite a long time.
For the very rich among us who have $250,000 in a very large cookie jar, any special tips if they got the chance to go up?
Make sure that you do all the training. Know that how important that is. Pay attention. You know, most of us, when we get on the airplane and the stewardess comes around and shows us that little cart, we don't really pay attention to it. In space, you're going to have to listen to every little detail. Also, it's going to be very detail-oriented. And because of the fact that there's zero gravity, you're going to have to learn how to maneuver in that capsule. Also, how to go to the bathroom and all the things that you take for granted, like eating, you better be prepared for.
Well, Hack, would you do it?
I would love to if I had $1 million sitting around and I wouldn't have to work for a year. I could undergo the training, have a special spacesuit with an H on the front.
all
customized.
Superhero.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I'll
yeah.
Take a shift to lemonade stand
and
for
those,
you.
And those cool raise moon shoes. Oh, yeah. I bounce around a little bit.
All right. So it's time for
trivia.
Do you know that on the mission to Mars, the diet will be vegan? Because they found out it will be the most sustainable and also the least impact on the whole mission. Also, the first real astronaut to appear on Star Trek was Neil Armstrong.
Really?
Yes. And 70% of all astronauts will experience space sickness in their first flight.
Before we go, what are some of the downsides of being in space? It's got to be tough on your body. What happens?
The longer you are in space, the harder it is on your muscles and your bones, especially your bones. So all astronauts are required to work out 2 hours a day, and they have specialized equipment for that purpose. But really, we know that their health deteriorates the longer they're in space. So we're figuring out ways now to minimize that and also to use that to help with research.
All right, Fairfax Hackley, thank you as always with your best body report.